ones who believe that life here began out there, far across the universe, with tribes of humans who may have been the forefathers of the Egyptians, or the Toltecs, or the Mayans. Some believe that there may yet be brothers of man who even now fight to survive somewhere beyond the heavens.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
In the year 1978, a young boy aged 5 desperately wanted more after seeing the movie Star Wars in the theater. The geek gods heard this cry and gave the child 2 TV shows that quenched his thirst as Battlestar Galactica debuted, followed a year later by Buck Rogers in the 25th century. Please join this 5-year-old, now in his late 40s, Sean Kidd, and his watch companion Scott Shiflett, as Sean relives, remembers, and re-watches his 2 favourite TV shows as a young man, and Scott watches them for the first time. This is Battlestar in the 25th century.
Place to Be Pop, welcome to episode number 17 of Battlestar in the 25th century. I am your host, Sean Kidd, and as always, I am joined by my co-host, Scott Shiflett. Scott, how are you doing tonight?
Sean, I'm doing great. I'm glad to be back talking with you. We're going to watch a fun episode tonight called The Magnificent Warriors, which makes me sound like, you know, those crappy like 80s like Memphis tag teams like the Rock and Roll RPMs
or the fabulous ones.
It sounds like that would be a tag team name that would be like banging all the women in Memphis and like Tennessee, the Magnificent Warriors, like combination of the Road Warriors and the Fabulous Ones.
So this is our second Western, I guess, themed, I guess you could call it, Battlestar, right? The first one was called The Lost Warrior, where we had the infamous Red Eye, which, by the way, I did some research on these 2 episodes, Scott. Red Eye was based on an old movie called Shane. Have you ever heard of the movie Shane?
I've heard of it. I can't say I've ever seen it.
All right. The Magnificent Warriors. I know you've heard of the movie The Magnificent Seven.
Yes.
So this episode is based on The Magnificent Seven. It's a blatant ripoff. So just think about Magnificent. Like, I'm sure you've never seen it. I don't think I've ever seen it. I assume you haven't either, Magnificent Seven.
I think there's a remake with Chris Pratt and Denzel Washington I never watched.
That's not really The Magnificent Seven, because Battlestar wasn't around back then. I think that was like I don't know. I would have to do more research, and that's more effort than I want to put into it. But I'm just letting you know that this is a ripoff of that. But I still think this is a really fun episode. We have a lot to talk about it. A lot of Adama action. A lot of Starbuck action. I mean, there's a lot. We got pig creatures stealing women. I mean, this is some good shit we're going to watch tonight.
Yes. Pig stealing, a woman having the hots for Adama, and his orangutan arms not wanting any of that action. It's crazy.
All right. So we are paused on 2. And by the way, I must tell everybody, I was very unprofessional before we recorded this. I was burping up my hamburger, and I made Scott laugh. I wish I had gotten that on recording, because that was quite the moment, Scott.
Yes, it was. And usually it's Sean's like the one we're here, like this is the time and everything. And I'm like, all right, I'm ready to go. Roles are reversed tonight. I don't know how I feel about that. We'll see how this episode goes.
Well, now you realize I was busy shoving a hamburger in my mouth within 2 minutes, which is why I'm belching it up before we record. But anyway, all right, we are paused on 2 minutes and 13 seconds. As always, we skip all the minutia bullshit and we just jump right into it. So we should be on 2:13 with the Battlestar floating in space and the Magnificent Warriors title on. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. 3, 2, 1, play. All right. So we're just floating around in space. Doing our little intro.
I did mess up. Sorry about that. That's on me, guys. We're seeing a little bit of the people. Fuck Noah Hathaway.
This is why Sean leads.
Yeah, this is why Sean leads. This is why Scott does it. I saw the thing. I was like so excited. I was like, oh, I got this. You know, I'm surprised that the former hooker slash nurse. We haven't seen her in a hot minute. Like, where is she at? Is she tied up somewhere? Like, I need to know.
Given BJ's in the infirmary?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. So, we open up hot. We have the Colonial Warriors out in space flying, and they have a condition red. I guess, I think there's Cylons coming on here, if I'm correct.
No, that is correct. We jump right into to a battle, which is shocking for us, that the Cylons are battling our heroes right here.
This is a whole hot open. They got like a big warrior like fight going on with the Cylons, and this is good shit, man. I love it when we open up hot like this.
Yep, and we see that Starbucks out there. And Apollo. So like you know, our heroes are there, and they're taking out Cylons.
Oh, Boomer's out there.
Boomer, too.
You got all the good ones out there tonight.
Yeah, that also means none of them are going to die.
All right, so we find out six of them got by them. So six of them flew by. So there's a long-range intercept. So the blue, now they're calling the Galactica, and they're telling them, put your bracers on and hang on because a few of them got through. So these guys done fucked up, and we're about to go to the red. Ah!
Oh, there we go. The red. Shit just got real.
I love the red because you know when the red's coming, shit's hit the fan.
Well, also they're like, these are the. I only saw the three got the Boomer, Starbuck, and Apollo. Where the hell are the rest? Where's the Destiny's? I mean, the Destiny's Child, not the Destiny's Child, the Charlie's Angels Vipers.
Well, you know the budget's tight. So here now, this is what's great. We see these three ships, right? Oh, and there's Jolly. Jolly's out there, and Beggar Junior's out there. Yeah. So. We see these three ships you've never seen before, and apparently they're agriculture ships where they grow all their agriculture, their vegetables, and their crops, and the Cylons are going after these agriculture ships where basically they want to starve the Galactica is what they're trying to do.
I mean, it's actually a pretty good idea, and they take out – and we saw some guy, like, walking through these agriculture ships, and – it just gets blown away, and
they didn't only kill the carrots; they killed the guy, whoever that was, walking in there.
Yep, and the fat guy whose name escapes me right now, Jolly.
Jolly.
That's fucked up that the fat guy's name is Jolly.
Well, anyway. You know, I told you before, the 70s they gave no shit about what was right and what was wrong. If you were fat, you were fat.
Yep.
You know, if you were ugly, you were ugly. I mean, that's just the way it was in the 70s.
I mean, but somehow Adama gets some, and he looks like. You know, he's proof that evolution is real between humans and orangutans, so.
All right, so he's asking for a damage report. So two of they're called agro ships, and two of the agriculture ships got destroyed, and then the third one suffered serious damage. And the good news is it's repairable, but these guys are fucked. How are they going to feed people?
Yeah, it's not good. And, like, I love how it just, like, jumps right to the agro ship where the talking is, like, we lost in the air crop. Won't be able to force grow enough to feed our planters, let alone anyone else on the whole fleet. So it's looking pretty dire. And they fixed it.
Have you ever noticed that the people that control the ships or the infirmaries are usually really old?
Yeah. You know, Sean, that sort of sounds like what's going on now. It's a bunch of old people telling us what to do. And I'm not even calling you old. I mean like 70 or 80 years old because you're like 40 or 50. So you're fine.
So the old guy who's managing a ship was talking about, well, our old seed is gone. I guess I need some new seed. So I really don't want to hear about the old guy's seed.
Me either. I mean, I don't. Yeah, this old guy's seed doesn't work anymore.
So now conveniently, the ship is near some kind of agriculture planet. And Adama wants to go down there. And I guess trade off some agriculture for what they call an energizer, I guess, or some power to sustain or something like that. It's very confusing. I don't really know what an energizer. So I guess it's an energizer for seeds or something.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like a generator to me. That's the way I took it. And they got to use an old energizer with no markings so they won't tell the Cylons where they are. And yeah, this is actually pretty smart. Like, I give Adama a bunch of shit being an alcoholic, wanting to bang his daughter-in-law at points, being a terrible parent when he's lost, like, his family and shit. But now it's like, hey, this is actually pretty smart.
Well, and Apollo comes in, and Adama's like, well, did you find an old energizer? And Apollo goes, yes, but you're going to not like it. And Adama's like, what's the matter? And you find out there's this woman who owns it that doesn't want to give it up. And the woman's name is Cyrus Bellamy.
Hell of a name.
And the captain clearly knows. They're talking about Cyrus Bellamy. There's a lot of sexual innuendo in this. They're talking about Cyrus Bellamy's energizer. And we just have to – they're basically saying we have to talk to her. And then you see Apollo goes, well, that's what she wants, but she wants Adama to talk to her. So what you find out is she wants Adama's nuts.
Yeah, she wants his seed.
Look at him. You don't understand, Ty. No one orders Cyrus Bellamy to do anything. Like, he's all freaking out. He's sweaty. Because, and look at Apollo. He's like, yeah, my dad's going to get some of that Poo-Tang Cyrus.
I'm about to have another brother or sister that hopefully won't die.
So now they're flying down on their little shuttle thing. Like, how many shuttle? Like, how many like random ships follow them in their fleet? Like, you just see all these random ships.
I don't know. It was. I like how they do that because they can tell different stories with it. And this is what I love is that Adama doesn't want to do it. He's carrying flowers right now, and it's like, come on, turn around.
And look, like, at this dump she lives in. Like, this is a dump.
Yes. He goes, Apollo, you go in and charm her.
Yeah, he wants no part of it, but he's willing to throw his son under the... It's like he is. He's willing to throw his family under the bus to die, and he's willing to throw Apollo into this old, shall we say, vagina. He was laying on her bed already, waiting for Adama to walk him in the room.
Yeah, she just straight up says, come on in. And, like, Starbucks shuts the door immediately.
Apollo.
I mean, Apollo, sorry. This is great, like, comedy they don't usually do. This felt like... more like Buck Rogers. I know Glenn Larson is the writer for Buck Rogers and the creator, but this felt something like Buck would get into with Dr. Hewer.
This is really, like, this is fun. You don't usually get to see a fun part of Battlestar sometimes, but she's laying on the bed all laid out with, and he's coming in with flowers. All right, so do you know who this woman is?
She looks like Great Value Cloris Leachman.
Her name is Brett Summers. You know who Brett Summers is?
That name sounds familiar.
All right. Have you ever watched a Game Show Network or Buzzer or any of those old Game Show Networks?
Yes, Game Show Network used to be on a lot.
Have you ever seen the movie Private Parts with Howard Stern?
Probably way before I should have.
All right. Well, Brett Summers is very famous. She was a big part of the Match Game. And she was always one of the celebrity panelists on there. She was like one of the regulars. So if you actually watch that, and I did because I'm an old shit, she was on there all the time, and she would guest star in a bunch of 70s shows like she is right now. Normally, she wears these big, huge glasses that come out like the size of Adama's head.
Yeah, I Googled her, and sadly, she's passed away. We didn't kill her this time. She's been dead since 2007.
No, she's been dead for a while. By the way, as we record this, you know whose birthday it is today in real life?
It's not yours, is it, Sean? No, my bad co-host?
No, it's Athena's. Athena, oh. the girl that plays Athena, it is her birthday today.
Well, happy birthday to her.
She does not look the same as she does in this show today, Scott.
Well, it's also about 40 years.
All right, so basically, yeah, I guess 40 years will do damage to you, I guess. She's still very pretty, don't get me wrong.
Well, I will say that I Googled Athena Battlestar Galactica, and it brought me up Grace Parks' fine ass, who was in that.
Oh, did Grace Parks play Athena in a remake?
Yeah, it looks like her name was Latuna. No, I don't know. But it says she was Sharon Agathon.
Huh. Yeah. I have no idea. I never watched remake. I'm still debating in my head whether we're going to do that or not. We'll see. So basically now they're going to go down to this planet, and Apollo finds out it's going to be him, Boomer, Starbuck, Adama, and Cyrus wants to go down there with her. Like, she's like, to do the energizer, she has said that I will go with you. And then Adama basically said, I had to promise to court her. But you know what that really means, right, Scott?
Yes. Yes. To beg.
And I got a commercial coming.
Yeah, sadly, me too.
So and basically, like, he had to promise to bang her. Like, he's selling himself like a prostitute.
Cassiopeia, RIP or whatever, was tarred and feathered for doing this, but Adama's, like, still the head. This is bullshit, plain and simple, Sean.
It is not very equal ground in the 70s. It was very, man, it just wasn't right. So anyway, we're at commercial. So really, I really liked the opening. We came in hot with a battle. We destroyed agriculture ships. We have Adama uncomfortable in his pants. We have to get some new seed. So Adama has to give up his seed to this woman to get new seed for his agriculture. You like what I did there? That was good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I love that.
So what do you think of the start? A lot of like a really hot start with a lot of stuff happening.
You know, I'm big for these hot starts, and I felt great. Like, we're straight to the point. We have some comedy in here, which is usually so serious with this show, so it's nice to have that. And I'm looking through my notes, Sean, and I guess I really didn't like the voice of Bellaby. Because I said her voice is like Fran Drescher.
Well, here's the other thing. Like, I told you about the Match Game, right? Yeah. She is clearly a 3 to 5 pack-a-day smoker. Her voice is like she sounds like Luna Vachon when she talks.
Well, that explains it because I was like, damn, because I had forgotten that. So I'll just look down at my notes.
And honestly, she's not very attractive. Because so can you really blame? And I know this sounds really sexist, and I apologize. Could you really blame Adama for not wanting to hit it?
I mean, but Adama's not the best looking as well. He's a little older in age. You don't know how many turns that, because this is pre-Viagra. You don't know how many times that dick worked, so.
But he is commander of the Battlestar. You got to pretty much figure he could get any woman he wanted. Like, at the end of the day, he could at least go to Cassiopeia if he really wanted to, based on her past history, and say, listen, you want to be a nurse on this ship? Let me tell you what you got to do for Adama.
Yes.
I'm back. Are you back?
Yeah, I just came back as well.
All right, the planet they're going to is called Sektar. And then, oh, and there's annoying little Boxy and his little freaking robot maniac dog.
Somehow this little bastard always gets to go.
And well, he's not going this time.
I mean, he brings up a good point. He says, you're leaving me alone again. And it's like, damn, all right. Well, your mom died taking a bullet in the back. So.
And then he talks to his dad about getting fresh seeds. I really feel, like I said, I feel there's a lot of sexual innuendo in this episode. There's a lot.
There really is. It's like, we're all getting some fresh seeds, huh?
And by the way, who is Boxy to bitch about anything? Because this motherfucker is stowed away on so many missions, he hasn't ever really been left by himself.
I know. And like, look, they're bringing Muffy and Boxy now because he's being a little bastard.
Yep.
Fake smile. Yep. I mean, if I was Apollo, I would just leave him. Like, I don't know what happened. The kid died.
And there they go. They have launched into space to head down to Sektar to do some negotiating for some agriculture for their ships.
Oh, look at that. Look at that beautiful ship. Oh, God, it's amazing.
Look at that woman putting her shoulder on Adama. they got a lot of people on there. Jolly's on there. They got quite a few people on there.
Yeah, she's like, isn't it downright romantic? And Adama's like, kill me. Jolly's like, please murder me.
I don't know why Adama's... I mean, come on. She's all into you.
At least get an OTHJ. Come on.
All right. So here we are. The planet, you know, they're down here. And they have human inhabitants on here, by the way.
Yep.
Go ahead.
And we see it's planet Sektar in the quadrant Zeta Star Mine 00147002, which I think is a nice little backstory. Serenity, a small aggro community. Ironic, you know, the name is Serenity.
How convenient there's somewhere they can get agriculture after their agriculture ships blew up. Very convenient.
Yes.
And I like how, like, here we go. Like, every time they go to these planets, they either have a casino or some kind of cantina bar.
They stole that from Star Wars.
I feel like they just using the same sets over and over again to save money.
Oh, this kind of looks like the same set.
From the Red Eye one, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And then this guy, I don't know where you at. Are you with this guy walking out?
Lighting
up a joint.
Yeah, lighting up a joint, and he sees the full moon.
Yeah.
He runs inside of this guy named Bogan, who looks real suspect.
Who reminds us, if you remember the Red Eye episode, they had this big fat guy that was kind of over... Like, so this guy is a replacement for him.
Yeah, that's exactly what he is, playing the same character.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing.
These great value Planet of the Apes.
I call them pig people. whatever you want to call it. And now they have a random sheriff. Like, they just have this random guy sheriff, and every time a sheriff dies, they just give their badge to somebody else. And why is he wearing a fishing hat?
And it's great. Like, you could tell, like, Bogan and the smoking guy sending them to the death. He's like, you just got out there and scare them. That's all they'll do.
And, yeah, Bogan's wearing a sombrero. The other guy's wearing a sailor's hat. And the sheriff's wearing a fishing hat. It's like, come on, really? Come on, Glenn A. Larson, get your sci-fi shit together. What kind of sci-fi bullshit is this?
I do like the clothes, like the jacket they're wearing looks like it's like hooks holding on to all the stuff. So
I know,
like,
but the guy in the sheriff looks like he's going on wearing a space fishing vest and he's going to fish.
I mean, true, but I do like how it's like a little bit different. And we see him all scared and everything. This is
brutal. Look at him. He's in his little fishing waders. What the fuck are we doing? Well, he pulls his gun, and then, I'm sorry. This is not going to go well for him.
And they use the same shot of one of the, pig people, just like, you
when
see it
Cylon,
all the time.
When the Cylons march, or when they march through the little, mines with their warriors on their little trains. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
It's the same one. It's great. And you see the hoofbeats retreating. And then up, the fisherman sheriff is dead.
I mean, was there any doubt? I mean,
no.
So these guys, so they come through and I forget. Well, they randomly come through and they steal what? What do they usually steal?
They steal food, we find out. And like, they also steal women sometimes, which, you know, it sounds like they rape and kill these women.
And they're called the Berets. They're called Berets is what their name is.
Yes.
So, and they're, and yeah, so the Berets. And they come in and they, yeah, they randomly steal product and. I randomly steal women from the village. That is correct.
I mean, yeah, that we found that out later. And, like, we find out, like, the guy that was smoking, his name is Dipper. That they're going to find some other drifter that passes through Serenity before the next high moon to become sheriff so they can kill someone. And then we see, literally, right on cue, just the asshole, Starbuck, who wants to go down there. And, you know, he said, wants to know if he's always thinking about some pussy, Sean. He's
well, like, I saw some I heard you guys spotted some young lady types.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. So, listen, this is why we love Starbuck. And just to call out one of our friends, Logan, who says all we really talk about is the space poo-tang on this show. A lot of that is because that's what Starbuck does. And we're big Starbuck fans on this.
He's the best character on the show, Logan. Trust me on this.
He's the best gigolo there is because he doesn't care if they have three heads. He doesn't care if they have pig noses. Like, he'll tap anything. And
yeah,
honestly, you know what? More power to him. If you're like the last human civilization in space, I feel like you got to live a little. And
yeah.
You have to have, and you got to kind of lower your standards a little bit, probably. Like, Adama's got to lower his standards on this woman right here.
I know, but he just wants to bang Dr. Quinn, medicine woman, but she's been dead for 8 episodes.
Oh,
so.
God. Look at that terrible Saturn ring thing in the background.
Oh,
that's bad. Wow.
And Dama's like, you got to stay here. If there's anything that happened to our ship, we couldn't leave.
Did they even try with that background? Holy shit, they've done way better than that. That looks really bad.
And Sean, she kind of looks like one of the Cinderella's like stepmother right here.
That is a great analogy. And basically, she's talking about she wants to go with him. He's like, well, you know, hey, that's great. Let him go. It could be just the two of us. And she's like, we could die here together. Like, this woman's got issues.
Yep, and like when we see like everyone else stays, and Adama has talked to Apollo into staying and everything, and I will say he's like rubbing on her and everything, and Apollo's like looking at him in like disbelief.
Yeah, Apollo. Yeah, look at him. So this little—I don't know what this little machine is, but this one looks pretty. It looks like they took a John Deere and just like put a box on it.
Well, I know you don't play much video games, Sean, but there's a video game called Mass Effect, which is a sci-fi game, and you uh-huh. have a ship called like that, and it looks like, and it's called a Mako. Now, the Mako doesn't look this bad, but it clearly stole some ideas from it. And this is exactly what it looks like.
Here's some trivia for you. Do you remember the Ice Planet Zero episode where they had that little snowmobile that they used?
Yes.
This is the same exact thing. They just stripped it of all the snowmobile shit. It's the same exact prop.
Well, good for them. They got their money's worth for all this stuff.
Well, yeah. So clearly, here's we're seeing the same thing. Oh, look, there's a roulette wheel in here. This is the exact same set they used on the other one.
Yep. And I will say, Starbuck does come in. He's like, Boomer, we're in luck. This is my kind of town. And like, he's flirting with everyone and everything. And he always finds, like, the dregs of humanity.
And you saw that, what was her name? What was his name? The head guy? What's his name?
Bogan.
Bogan has the sheriff's badge with him. And now he's going to try and con Starbuck into becoming a sheriff in their town.
Yep. And they're like, they're trying to, like, they're also trying to say, like, they're trying to buy some aggro. And it's like, are you guys farmers? They don't look like farmers at all. Maybe they should have sent. They should send Adama down so they could have a conversation with them.
And what is it? What is with their outfits? They're trying not to be. They're trying not to look like they're colonial warriors, if I'm correct, right?
Yeah, they are. So they can't bring like attention just in case any like Cylons are around. So I guess like they think the Cylons have lost their trail.
Yeah, these outfits are really bad, really bad. I don't get the hat. I don't get the hat that this guy's wearing. And Starbucks hair is very 70s, by the way.
I know. So is Boomer's. It looks real bad.
It does. Boomer looks like Willis from Different Strokes.
Yeah, it looks like both, like, looks like they did, like, I guess they try to make him look dirty or something.
But I think that's what they're trying to do is make him look like they're drifters. Yeah. That's what they wanted to look like, is drifters, for sure. And basically, I guess they're trying to bargain with him right now.
It's not going well.
I'm sorry, Phil. I'd like to help. So basically, he's like, I'd like to help you, but not if you want to talk about staying on, doing a job in exchange for the seed. So what he's trying to do is exchange for his seed. He's going to want one of them to be their sheriff. Would you be the sheriff for this guy's seed?
I don't think I'll. Oh God, no, absolutely not. The whole town could burn, and I would be okay with humanity dying.
So you'd be okay with all humanity dying because you don't want to take his seed.
Yes, exactly.
You know what? I'm with you. I wouldn't take his fucking seed either. Let everybody die.
And then I love they're like riding back in like some.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the
frack! Yeah, this... frack,
frack, frack. It's so bad. So now they're being kidnapped with the. It's really bad. This is a fishing net.
Yeah, and like they both get taken. It's like, come on, what are we doing?
This is so stupid. And now they're gonna steal their machine, and off they go.
Lousy gold running thieves. And Boomer takes like three steps and is like, you know what? They came too far. You dirty writing crassites.
He could have chased them. That thing didn't move but like 2 miles an hour.
I know, he could have.
We'll cut you the Felga car with this. So with some colonial warriors, they got jumped by a bunch of just freaking idiots out in the middle of nowhere.
They said, what do you mean? So Starbuck's like, I know who did it. And tells Boomer to go back and tell everyone what happened. Yeah, Boomer's not the brightest. He's like, I don't know that Bogan did that.
Of course, like, Bogan did that.
Dumbass.
Why buy our Energizer? We could steal it. Yeah. Look at you. Look at you, Detective Obvious. I can't believe this guy's name is Dipper. I guess he's like the drug dealer in town. Smoking his little space ganja.
He definitely is. And look, oh, our boy's back and he's not up on this bullshit.
Oh yeah, Starbuck is gonna be up on their ass. This Bogan is a creepy motherfucker, man.
Dipper looks like an idiot.
Well, he is an idiot.
Yeah. He said, no, people come and go here. What's your trouble? And he's like, listen, assholes. And like, Bogan's like the worst liar ever, Sean. He's like, what are we doing?
It says robbers, not in Serenity. Yeah, he's just playing stupid. It's so obvious it was him. Hey, look. Not only is Dipper a marijuana smoker, he's also the Space Razor Ramon chewing on his little toothpick.
Hey, yo, Chico.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo. I smoked the space ganja. Would you like some of my seed?
And they're like, he's like, I want to talk to the sheriff. Oh, he's no longer here. His job hasn't been filled yet.
You know what I like? Here's one of the little things that I do like about Battlestar. They come up with different terms for things that are very obvious. Like here as a sheriff, they call it a constable. So like the normal things we would talk about, they come up with different names to kind of differentiate it from words we're used to. So I really like the, you know, frack, Felger carb, like, and so I like that. That's kind of cool that they do some of that.
Yeah, I'm a little I like, because it's like, you know, frack is obviously fuck, and like Felger carb
could be whatever you want it to be, bullshit, goddamn yeah. It, anything. Felger carb is universal.
And
ooh, have you got the money to pay for his seed?
Starbuck, just yarn of gold.
Starbuck, just take his seed. Just take it.
Yeah, just take the seed for everyone else, buddy.
It is quite the Sophie's choice. You and I are obvious bad human beings because we won't take anyone's seed to save humanity. We're all about ourselves and keeping our human factor before we die.
Yep. Sorry, guys. Tough there break.
There ain't no seed going in this ass. You all motherfuckers can die. You all die. You're done. Nice knowing you, planet Earth.
I mean, we've been talking about just the comet coming anyway, or asteroid coming, so yeah. It's all good.
The Cylons can destroy all humankind for all I care. Let them take the damn seed.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah.
And, yep. Are they ever going to let this kid go to sleep?
What was the point of, not only that, what was the point of Jolly coming?
No idea. Well, here's the point of Jolly coming. Someone has to watch Foxy and Moffat.
Especially why Adama's in his chambers banging the Cyrus. Yes. No seed. We lost the power sled too, so now you have no sled and no seed.
And you have
no energizer. Nothing.
And like we were jumped. They were like giving Boomer. It's like, listen, we got our ass whooped. Come on.
Yeah, Boomer comes back and basically tells you we're failures as warriors. We can destroy a bunch of Cylon ships, but we can't take on a bunch of hijackers. With a net that anybody could have freaking gotten out of. So now they gotta go save Starbuck.
And of course,
Jolly, you stay behind and you have to take care of Boxy. You're right. That's what he's there for, to take care of Boxy, because Jolly's like a great value warrior and he's fat shit, so they don't value him. All right. So second half is over, Scott. What do you think?
A little slow, because it felt like that's one thing, like these shows get to, like they take so long to get to the point. And by the time they get to the point, they have like 5 minutes just to wrap everything up. So
yeah, and that's been our biggest gripe. That's why we liked. What was the last episode we watched with Buck Rogers? We really liked. It was the 69th, the Fighting 69th.
Yes, the Fighting.
We really liked that episode. That was good. Yeah,
it was something going on all the time. Like.
Yeah, but the regular, and we also liked the Gun Planet Zero start. We thought that was really good too, the two-parter. But most of these episodes, especially these single episodes, you have a hot start, lays the groundwork, and then you have a really slow middle to kind of get you to an end that, like you said, literally only lasts like 5 minutes, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's only going to last 5 minutes. Everything seems rushed in it within like the whole 5 minutes. There's like 15 different things happening. It's like, what are we doing? And I'm having these weird-ass Tide commercials now about UV light.
Mine's about PetSmart.
Okay. Well, I had like this weird UV light Tide commercial. It's like, I'm sure, like, I know you have teenage sons. You don't want to take a UV light to their clothes.
Oh, God, no. I don't touch my kids' clothes. I don't do the laundry. I am very blessed that I have a wonderful, fantastic wife that only puts up with my stupid bullshit, but also does the laundry in the house.
That's good. That's good. I'm back now. Are you back?
Not yet.
Not yet. All right.
Okay, go. I'm good. I'm on.
Okay.
So, yeah. And by the way, here's the other cool stuff. Like, remember how we talked about how we like the cool cards and coins and shit? I love this shit.
Yeah, me too. They're playing like some type of pyramid game. It kind of looks like it's obviously some type of poker, but like we see all them playing, and like, you know, of course Starbucks winning, but it looks like they were forced to take the dive and everything.
Oh, and Starbucks just called them out on their bullshit, like, oh, you all had the same amount of money to lose. So basically Starbucks is not an idiot.
No, he's not. He looks like one. And then he starts playing, he wants to play Bogan in a card game so he can get the seed. His seed. It would have been a whole lot easier.
Why would I? But I don't want to. I wouldn't play anything. I don't want his seed anywhere. No, not at all. Like, here's my other question. Where do they get the cigars? Like, clearly, is there a cigar shop? Like, is there like Marlboros on these planets? And not, like, is there like a vending machine on the Galactica? Like, where does this stuff come from?
I'm not sure, but did you just see the three little piggies having a little campfire, and they look over and you see the moon and they point at the moon?
Yeah, they're like, oh, look at the sun, look at the moon. It's time for us to go cause some shit with sharpening their swords. Look at the little gypsy woman behind Starbucks. I'm surprised he's not tapping that.
I'm shocked. And you know what? We just said how smart Starbuck was, and he's like, look, play me for the solid gold thing. He's like, what is it? And it's the sheriff's, the constable's badge. And of course, like, they're getting played.
Well, how would Starbuck know what a constable badge looks like? I don't think he would know.
That's true.
Now, I would think universally we could figure out what I'm not a brain scientist or anything, but I think I could figure out like anybody's sheriff badge, I think I could figure it out. Couldn't you?
Yeah, and like old Dipper said, once you accept it, you can't give it up to the very end. And here we see Silas Bellaby says, this is what you get for sending boys to do a man's job.
So let me explain. So by what code, if I took that gold badge from him, by what code says that I have to abide by it? Why wouldn't I just take it and shove it up his ass?
The code of serenity.
Oh, well, serenity can fuck off.
Exactly.
Oh my god, and she's trying to get Adama to fuck her like here in the middle of this village. What is she doing?
She's trying to give it to everyone. Oh, and she smooches one on Adama.
And she basically tells him that, well, if you don't kiss me, our people are going to starve to death. Like, this bitch is all about the pee. She doesn't care about people at all.
And she's found the, she has found the sleigh, so she's not done. She's not stupid.
Yeah, she really laid it on him.
And Adama seems to be liking it as well.
Oh, yeah, he's all into it. He's like, oh, you know what? Maybe it's not so bad. You might be the last person that gives it up for me.
Bargaining isn't begging is what he said.
Yeah. Listen, I like him here. I feel like he's doing the right thing to try and save his people. So, all right, where are you? Let me know when you get back to the cantina, because I think you're a little ahead of me.
Okay.
I just fast-forwarded a little bit.
Okay. Oh, and he actually kisses Bellaby for real for this time. I'm back now. I see the little diamond cards. Do you see that?
Yep. All
right. And looks and like then, he won.
Yep. So let me know when Sire Bogan is talking to Adama. That's where I'm at. I paused there real quick.
All right. Well, and he's like, congratulations, Constable. He said the name Starbuck. And he goes, congratulations, Constable Starbuck. Starbuck's like, what the hell are you talking about? And Adama's talking to Bogan now.
All right. There you go.
Yes.
Adama really is he is not a good looking man, by the way.
No, he's not.
He is very ape-like.
And that's when he's like, beggars, Constable Starbuck. And Adama's like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah. And Constable, and what you find out is the Constable is a lifetime appointment. Like, who are these people? Like, if I'm Adama, listen, motherfucker, there is no lifetime appointment. Do you know who I am? I'll fucking take you out, like, right here, you dumb fuck.
And I will say Adama is, like, yelling at Starbuck like he's a kid. How do you always find yourself in these, like, predicaments? And he's like, oh, and you thought playing a card game would do it? And he's like, well, the card game was my prime suspect.
Yeah, I like this. Again, there's some good comedy in this, so I do like the comedy. We don't get a lot of comedy in Battlestar, usually.
No. And, like, Adama's trying to sweet-talk him, so I will give it to that. And we didn't mention this, but Bogan has, like, some sweet, sweet 70s, like, old man hair.
Oh, his hair. Like, oh, it's sweet was not the word I was thinking of.
He looks like he just comes off Little House on the Prairie. That's what it looks like to me.
Well, he was wearing a hat that came off of that show, too.
Yes. He was an extra on that and just stole everything and was like, here we go.
I like that he wore the hat and it didn't mess up his pretty hair.
Because it's so stuck in there with hair product. It's amazing.
It is. I tell you what, man. 70s hair was something. It really was. I used to have the Starbuck cut when I was a kid.
Oh, you did? That's what I was about to ask you.
Yeah, I had the Starbuck cut. I feel like I feel like Adama has the typical kind of, you get older and you're about to lose your hair where you part it, where you can part it and try to figure it out, make it look somewhat redeemable.
Yeah, that's what my concern is. I hope that doesn't happen with me. We'll see what happens. I already have some friends that are losing their hair. So,
all my friends have lost their hair. I'm the only one that still has hair. All of my friends are balding. I'm the only one that still has my hair.
You're like, yeah, I actually get a haircut instead of just, you know, watching it fall away in the wind.
Yeah, I'm like, guess what, motherfuckers? You look 70, why I still look 40. That's right, motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, I was a little upset I found some grays, but, you know, that's bound to happen.
Oh, well, the grays are going to happen. You can't control the grays. Yeah. The only gray I have is in my goatee. I have gray hair in my goatee. Other than that, I'm still gold.
Yeah, I have like some random grays in my beard, but
maybe if you shave that thing, you wouldn't have so much gray in it. you still have the beard down to your asshole.
That's my asshole. I trimmed it. It's at my belly button now.
Is it really straight up?
No, it's not at my belly button. It's like I have trimmed it. It's not as long as it was, but it's still
How does your significant other feel about your? We're going totally off topic right now, and that's okay because these guys are just bullshitting, and I'm very bored. How does your significant other feel about the beard?
Oh, she didn't like it at first, but now she like likes it. She's like, I was like, I might shave it. She's like, you better not. And I was like, well, I guess I'm going to keep it then. But it's funny because when I first met her, I couldn't really grow a beard. It was just in patches. So she's literally seen like me have like a goatee at points to just having like the scruff and now like a full-on beard, which I started growing last year.
See, I've never had a full-on beard. I grew a goatee. So when I shave my goatee off, I look like I'm 12 years old. I have this big baby face. And I know that sounds funny coming from an old man, and I'm sure many of my peers in Place to Be Nation and beyond would laugh at me for saying that because they love to give me shit about being old. But I shave the beard off and I look like I literally look like I'm 12 years old. So my wife actually forbids me from shaving off my goatee.
Yeah, Sean, I'm the same way. Like I'm 32 and like when I shave, I'd like drop down to like early 20s, maybe even younger because I have like such the baby face.
Good God, I just realized the differential in our age is the same age as my son. Do you realize that?
Which one?
The oldest one. He turned 16 in December.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Fuck, man. All right. So during this whole boring thing.
And Sean, you'll be happy to know that I thought you were early 40s. So
I am 48.
There you go. So 48. I'm not the one with the old jokes.
No, I do not look. You know what? I will stand by that. I don't look a day over 40.
I
will
do that.
So
I agree.
All right. So during this whole thing, the Berets have come in, Starbucks, the sheriff. They've gone out to commit to kill the Berets, and now we have this big standoff with the four warriors outside just shooting their guns at the big people.
And this is actually pretty badass, and Adama's like, shoot at the ground or shoot at their legs, don't kill them and everything.
Yeah, and Adama's getting his shit involved, like he's involved in it.
Yeah, and like it just showed the four of them standing there with their guns drawn. If this was like a serious episode, it was like, damn, that's pretty badass. And like we see like the pig warriors like throwing
spears
at him and everything. Silas is like trying to get like a gun ready. She's like, I should never let Adama handle them all alone.
Yeah, look at this badass bitch. She walking out there. Look, I love how they have the same scene of them riding the horse. Oh, yep. and they stole her. They just stole Cyrus. And if I were Adama, I'd be doing a happy dance right now. I was like, yeah, rid of that bitch.
Yeah, it's like, we got nothing to worry about, guys. Everything has taken care of itself.
Oh, this is great. That whole scene was really great. It's a shame it took 10 minutes of dialogue to get to it.
Well, like I said, like it took like, you know, that was just bullshit. I was like, come on, we don't need all this exposition.
Yeah. Like, this does feel a little bit similar to the Red Eye episode. Very similar.
And here we see Bogan, who's being a dick, who was like, there's only one group that could have matched the courage of this. And he's like, I know you guys are warriors from the great colonies, and like turns into like their biggest fanboy.
Yeah, now he's apologizing for being such a shyster.
Yeah. Deceiving you into saving our town. But we're desperate people here. It's like, fuck off.
But can I ask a dumb question? So you had you had a commander of this big battleship and you had three colonial warriors. Why couldn't they kill a pig?
Adama told him not to shoot at him. They said to shoot at the ground or shoot.
Why were they not allowed to shoot at him?
I don't know. Adama should have been like, we're going to slaughter them.
Interesting. Very interesting.
And then we see, I always forget this guy's name. His
right hand.
Fi. Yeah, Fi's like, what's going on? He's like, they should have been back right now.
Yep.
Bull Ray Canyon. this is like more like talking bullshit. Just be like, hey, just go, you know?
Yeah, again, this is one of those. So they have to fill an hour of TV, right? So they have to fill it out with the boring dialogue, et cetera, et cetera. It's unfortunate because I almost feel like they could have done 30-minute episodes in some of these. This could have been an easy 30-minute episode.
I agree. And the two-parters be an hour. And this is like so humiliating because we know that there's a little person who's playing Moffat. And, like, Apollo just picked him up like a little kid and because like they're going to use the dog to hunt out the big people.
Oh, and look at Dipper saying, oh, they've seen their last days. They'll never be back.
And Bogan's like, hope they make it, Dipper.
Yeah, if Dipper. Dipper, you're an asshole. Go smoke your ganja.
Yeah, fucking pot-smoking hippie.
And now they're driving off into the mountains in their little mobile that goes 1 mile an hour. I still can't believe that they didn't chase after those guys and stole it earlier, considering how fast this thing goes.
I know. Sad. Boomer, what the hell are we doing out here?
Like even fat-ass Jolly could have caught up to this thing.
Like, they're all just, like, chilling and everything. Oh, they come to, like, a complete stop. Adama's, like, brake-checking Apollo and shit.
So the Berets do a lot of carrying on and chanting. They like the party. So they're basically saying it should be easy. Oh, this poor small person.
I know. Look, he, like, picks him up. It's rough. It's rough.
Yeah. Now he's walking on his hands.
It's so really... fucked up.
Yeah.
But it does like a little mini tank. Oh, and then we see some snarling.
Yep.
There they are. Like, we're being watched. It's great. It's like, oh, we're going to get this big battle. Wrong. That's what pisses me off.
It's Battle of the Planet of the Pigs.
Yeah.
this poor actor in this suit. He walks with a limp too. It's like, you see how the dog limps?
Yeah. It's like Apollo got mad and kicked the dog once or something.
Well, look at them. They're about to fuck them all up, man. Those pigs are ready for him.
And it's like, gets the torches. It's like, yes, bring more attention to ourselves. And they're going into this cave. It's like, yeah, everyone's going to die.
I wouldn't go in that cave.
Me either. I'd be like, sorry, we're all going to die. We're not getting the seed or anything.
I like how Boomer's wearing, like, great value blue jeans. And I like Adama's little, what is that?
It looks like a poncho. Parka poncho. It's all the same.
Call him La Adama.
And, like, how deep does this fucking cave go, you know?
It's Adama the Luchador. And with this is not head. This is not a real cave. This is the back lot at Universal.
Yes. If he weren't so lazy, the Berets wouldn't have to start stealing their food. So like Adama's like shit talking their leader.
I like how Adama walks behind them. It's like, right, that's right. You guys are gonna die before I do.
And then we see like they allowed us this far.
And now they're surrounded by the pig people.
Yeah, you guys did a great job. And I love how Starbuck said he's not going down without a fight.
And I guess this is a supreme pig?
Yes, the supreme pig. Oh!
Ooh, they're scared of the guns.
And Adama's like, you remain here. Oh,
yeah, Adama's gonna go negotiate with the supreme pig.
Which is like... They obviously speak a different language, so how is he going to do this, you know?
Adama speaks pig. He's just running like, with him. He speaks the pig language.
I mean, I guess that's what it takes to bang Cyrus, or Bellaby, whatever the hell her name is.
Cyrus Bellaby.
Bellaby. Yes.
Oh, Adama, thank God. What love you must have to come and deliver me.
And he's like, Bellaby, shut up.
You love your people. I love my people. And that's a lie because we know he doesn't love anyone because he's killed his whole family and he doesn't care.
Yeah, he had like 16 sons and everything and like one daughter. We haven't seen the daughter in a minute. His wife is dead that he left on this colony. So, damn, these are some ugly-ass masks, Sean.
You actually should be impressed. This is actually pretty good. This is pretty good at costumes. Yep. Oh, look at that. Oh, plat.
Like, I don't know how this didn't like cause like some type of big ass skirmish with them, you know?
I love that pig just went splat on the ground. That was great. So they're killing these pigs while the Adama's negotiating behind the scenes, and they could be totally slitting Adama's throat, which they're not, by the way. But and then he's like, "This is the most obstinate, self-centered, optimistic, lazy creature I've ever met in my life." That's great. He's only interested in one thing: his own comforts.
And you know who I thought he was talking about? I thought he was talking about Bellaby at first.
But you know what I love? And Starbuck goes, did you say lazy self-serving and interested? And Starbuck goes, oh, wait, that's me. Oh, let me go talk to him. I love that.
He's like, can I have a word with you, please, in private?
Yeah, Starbuck's like, that's totally me. Let me negotiate with this guy.
It's great. He said, well, we've got nothing to lose.
And Adama's like admitting, yeah, you're right. You're kind of a scumbag too, aren't you? That's amazing. That is so amazing. And Apollo goes, what's that all about? He's got a plan. So he just doesn't want to tell Apollo that Starbuck's a piece of shit just like he is.
And Adama's like, it's the best plan we have. I don't know how great it is, but we'll see what happens.
It's a pretty good plan. Starbuck is a pig.
I know. But also, they probably should fire another warning shot just to be safe.
And they are. You're right. These are some ugly ass. Like, these are like horror movie type, like, masks they're wearing.
Yeah, it's like Apollo, fire a warning shot. And then he, like, shot one in the arm. It's like, damn, Apollo.
He's like, I need some bacon. I'm hungry. And look at that. Starbuck negotiated the release of what's-her-face.
Yep. Got her out and everything.
She's like, thank God he got me. I need to go smoke my three packs of smokes.
Yeah, when Adama had to kiss her, do you think it just smelled like nicotine, right?
Pure tobacco.
Yeah.
Pure tobacco. All right. And now they're back at the cantina.
And, like, now he gets all the seed, which was, like, in a fucking envelope, Sean. It's just envelope.
Well, at least he didn't have to take it the hard way. I will take seed in an envelope before I would take it the hard way, Scott.
The easy way.
There's the easy way. There's the easy way and the hard way. You don't want the hard way to take seed. Yes.
Oh, that tickled me. Sorry.
I don't know if this episode has sexual innuendo or it's just me, like, portraying it. It's like, it might be me.
I think it might be a little bit of both.
Well, you know, I just want to make sure we stay on brand with what we do on this show.
Exactly. And we saw that there's a, with the Bore, and there's a little arrangement with Nogal, which is the name of the Bore.
And he's like, Nogal is the heart of our problem. He's a good-for-nothing leader of the Berets. And so now you're about to have this big reveal that this is great. This is actually really, really great that they did this. This is hilarious. You see that he gets the grain and libation that he needs without ever having to lift a finger or mount a steed. And in return, he will take over. So basically, he negotiated with this pig to become the new sheriff of the town.
And he's like, the town, of course. He said, no, my job.
Look at him. That is amazing. I love that.
And everyone starts running. There's nothing.
Constable Nogal. I think that's amazing.
That's a hell of a name, too. Nogal. And they're like best friends now. He always looks like he's about to cry.
So now they're best friends with this guy. And now that the guys are sheriff, they're going to leave him alone. All they got to do is share their shit with him. That's it.
Yep. Just give him as much alcohol and food that he needs.
And look at her. And now she's all into Starbucks. Ew. Now Cyrus is all into Starbucks because you know what? He's the hero and Adama's the big mother schmucker.
And Apollo actually says a good line. I knew someday your poor character would be useful.
Look at that. Starbucks is all into it. He's like, man, I should have tapped this gilf.
Oh, no, thank you.
And she's basically telling Adama, you know, I'm sorry, but I think we've grown in different directions. I'm kind of done with your sorry ass.
Yeah, she's definitely going to bang Dipper, right? You're too refined and dignified. She needs an animal.
She needs a real animal.
That's rough.
Damn, she needs somebody that's going to tap that shit hard, man.
She said, come on, boys, I'm buying.
And look at Dipper as she walked by. He was all into watching her ass as she walked by.
So is they going to take all three of them? But I will say, Apollo goes, I couldn't see myself calling her mother. That was great. That was a great ending.
So that ends the episode. So, Scott, overall, I mean, listen, it was a kind of a slow middle, but I thought the beginning and the ending was fantastic. And I like how they resolved it through comedy, which was really, really cool. So what did you think overall?
I agree. We had a whole discussion about, like, our facial hair halfway through this episode.
Yes.
That's because they just weren't really doing anything. But like you said, the hot opening with the stuff getting destroyed. Then we have some comedy with Adama and Silas. And now we had, like, the ending where, it, like you said, it's resolved through, like, a joke. And that's something that Buck Rogers would do. And I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did too. So that ends episode number 10 of Battlestar. So, Scott, would you like to hear what we're going to watch on our next episode?
Yes, I will.
Okay, on our next episode, we are going to watch Buck Rogers, and the name of the episode is called Unchained Woman, which I'm Bran with Buck. Got to have a hot woman in this. Scott, would you like to tell everybody who the special guest star is on this episode?
Yes, I remember texting you with this and saying, holy shit, Jamie Lee Curtis. That's right.
Jamie Lee Curtis will be the guest star. And by the way, at this point, she had already been in Halloween. So she's already been in the movie. Now she's guest starring up. So this is kind of a big get for Buck Rogers, right? So it's a really cool episode. Buck has to go undercover as a inmate. He has to break Jamie Lee Curtis out. Then they get followed throughout the episode by this, what is it? I'll call it a great value prison terminator. Does that make sense?
He's the greatest of great. He's like the Wish Terminator.
Yeah, so I look forward to talking about that. So, Scott, before we go, anything you would like to plug?
Just check out all the pods on all the, you know, the Jenny Position, No So, PTB and Pop, PTB and Wrestling Feed. Everyone's just killing it with their great podcasts that they have out. And you can find me on Twitter at Scott_Shiflett.
Same here. And you can find me on Twitter at, I was going to say Battlestar, NWA Crock and Roll on Twitter. And yeah, all the other pods that Scott and I do together. Scott will be joining me as a permanent member of NWA Crock and Roll. So Scott, I look forward to having you on as a permanent guest after bailing us out through the summer, through the whole mess. And now we get to go back and talk about the real Crockett era. We also do YouTube roulette together. You can also find me on Chicken Salad. I might be kind of hit and miss on some of these shows, whether I'll be on or not at this point, because there's a lot going on in the real life, but they're still my pods and I'll still be on them as much as I can. And I know Scott is on most of those as well. So with that, Scott, I look forward to talking about Buck Rogers' Unchained Woman on the next episode, and we will see everybody then.
Yep. See y'all then.